For over the years, I've been collecting all these journals. Every day I journal. It's a non-negotiable daily habit that I do. And there's so much valuable wisdom and information and content in these years of journals. And I thought, which nieces and nephews are going to get these if something should unexpectedly happen to me, right, in my passing? And then I got thinking, why should I wait till upon my death to pay it forward and pass it on? Why don't I create a legacy now and make a ripple of impact and transform the human spirit?
Lynn Thompson with Darren Jacqueline. Darren, you're in Vancouver and I'm in Newmarket, Ontario.
And, to be here.
Yeah, welcome to Living on Purpose and the On Purpose podcast, and just to be here together. It's fantastic. Okay, so you've written a book called Until I Become. Obviously, a lot has happened in the time before you wrote that book, and we're going to talk about that. First of all, I just want to mention a few things about you, that for many, many years, over 24 years, you've traveled 4 continents, and you've personally trained and developed over 1 million people in over 50 countries, and you've overcome a lot of adversity and failures and challenges, and I've been watching some of your videos, and it's quite amazing to hear the path. You've realized that a lot of these things have been the biggest blessings in your life and really helped you become the man that you wanted to be. So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just made a few notes of things that people have said about you. You've been called an expansive thinker and a visionary, a purpose and core value champion who brings the very best out of everyone he encounters, an advisor who can direct and execute, someone who fosters collaboration and effective working relationships and inspires a shared vision, and a networker who loves to make connections. Those are nice things to be said about you. They also really set a high mark for you to keep finding, yourself excelling from each day, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great to be here. We've been waiting 10 years for this moment. So So let's start talking about your book, Until I Become. And in the videos I've watched of you over the last day or so, I've seen no mention of your book yet. So I'm really excited to be talking about it. So what the heck have you been talking about in this book? Can you give us a snapshot?
Yeah, well, I'll share with you. Over the last, 25 years, I had over 300 different book publishers from all over the world, many different cities and countries approach me and want me to write a book. And I had no interest in ever writing a book. And then during the global pandemic of COVID-19 in 2020, Titan and I were doing some planning, for end of life and executive planning and stuff like that. And I thought, for over the years, I've been collecting all these journals. Every day I journal. It's a non-negotiable daily habit that I do. And there's so much valuable wisdom and information and content in these years of journals. And I thought, which nieces and nephews are going to get these if something should unexpectedly happen to me, right, in my passing? And then I got thinking, why should I wait till upon my death to pay it forward and pass it on? Why don't I create a legacy now and make a ripple of impact and transform the human spirit and share with people, practical tools, tips and techniques and life lessons and systems and strategies and processes that I learned from sitting on an airplane with people to being in hotels, to conferences, conventions, to interviewing people over breakfast, lunches, and dinners, so much wisdom that I could put into a book that could compress decades into days or hours for somebody reading through it, whether it's chapter by chapter, page by page, word by word. And so the book is about Until I Become. From grade 1 to grade 12. So I went to school in Swift Current, Saskatchewan, Canada. And I failed grade 1 of public school, and I was misdiagnosed with a learning disability and a reading disability. And I was put into special education classes in public school. So from grade 1 to grade 12, I was put into special education. I was also put on a medication drug called Ritalin for hyperactive activity. But I was this kid, there's nothing wrong with me. Why am I in this special education class? Why aren't I with the regular kids? There's nothing wrong with me. And so when I turned 7 years of age, I created my first little company in Swift Current called Rent-A-Kid. I would go out and cut grass, shovel snow in the wintertime, and deliver the Regina Leader Post newspaper 6 days a week in my neighborhood. And what I discovered at a very young age is, as human beings, all we are is a network of conversations. And everything that we want in our lives is going to come from strangers. Strangers, everything we want, everything we need, and everything we desire in our lives. And it's all about having conversations with people. And it's about making requests and making promises. And so I learned, just like children, when you go to a grocery store and the children start to negotiate with the parent because they want a chocolate bar or some candy, we are, as human beings, a network of conversations. And so in Until I Become, I share with people and I unpack my backstory with a lot of adversities and failures and challenges and setbacks. But what were the blessings in disguise? What were the life lessons that I learned through those mistakes, those adversities, those challenges that could accelerate me from my backstory to my comeback story to my success story to now a legacy story? Because statistically, I was supposed to not succeed. I barely passed public high school. I was always the last kid picked in any school sports team or any school activity. I was always the last kid that, okay, Darren, you go to this team. And so I share with people in Until I Become, because we're all waiting to become somebody, whether it's a mother, it's a father, it's a grandmother, it's a grandparent, it's a president or CEO of your own company. It's looking forward to the golden days of retirement. We're all looking to become that musician, that artist, that inventor, that entertainer inside of us that we want to become. And so I take people on a journey in an incredible, authentic, vulnerable way. Like I really put myself out there. I put all my cards on the table and I show people some of my darkest days of, you know, suicide attempts to depression, to climbing down a dark hole. And how did I turn things around? And then meeting different mentors and different coaches and different people along my journey who showed me that, hey, Darren, without integrity, nothing works. There's no workability without integrity. Learning that our word creates our world. And so there's a lot of information that's in Until I Become. I wanted to share with people a book that I wish I had when I was younger that could be like a roadmap to show me how to avoid all these costly mistakes and failures and challenges and adversities.
What would you say to somebody who doesn't say what you just said, who wakes up and answers the question, how are you? And they say, oh, same old, same old. That is like incredible to me that anybody would think same day, every day. Like, what do you say to somebody who has that perception of their life?
Well, you know what? I can relate. I lived that for a period of my life and I was struggling with that. And I met somebody one time and I asked the same question. I said, I'm in this vicious cycle, you know, just going round and round and round. What do I do? And the gentleman, he's passed away now, says, do you feel gratitude? Do you feel grateful? I said, no. And he goes, what I want you to do is I want you to take out a little piece of paper and every day just write down on this piece of paper one thing that you're grateful for during the waking hours of your day. Just one thing. Just come up with one thing. And I want you to take that little piece of paper and I want you to put it into a jar. Could be a cookie jar, could be a glass jar, plastic jar, doesn't matter. Just put it into a jar. And I want you over the next 365 days to collect 365 little notes. And then on January 1st of the new year, I want you to take that jar, dump it out, and I want you to read all 365 notes of all the little gratitude notes. And I've been doing that for years now, because when we look at our lives, when we're in a vicious cycle, or it's the same old, is as human beings, it's about progress. How we know when we're succeeding is when we're making progress. So what a great way to create a paper trail to measure it, of 365 little notes that gives you physical evidence to say, wow, these are all the little miracles of things I'm grateful for in my life today. And what I realized that behind the scenes, and this is what I talk about in the book, is it comes down to really two big things in people's lives, daily habits and daily routines. You take anybody, it's whether in sports, it's in entertainment, it's in business, whatever it is, men and women, it's daily habits and daily routines. It's what do they do during the waking hours of their day? And so what I've discovered is just studying human behavior and getting people around me, which I call a life team now, and Dr. John DeMartini is one of those people, I've started to understand why we do what we do as human beings. And that's from a lot of training development over the years, you know, in thousands of hours it takes. It doesn't happen overnight. But I've learned also too that every day, step out of your comfort zone into your learning zone. It could be talking to a stranger. It could be taking on a new hobby. It could be going down a different street or different road where you live and, mm-hmm. and going down that different, but just every day, push yourself a little bit out of that comfort zone into that learning zone to create new opportunity zones for yourself.
Well, I'm doing that right now with you, Darren.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks for mentioning all that, because that reminds me that one of the things that you've said is that that first hour of your day, like, what do you do in that first hour of the day? And how, if it isn't exactly what you want to be doing, how can you, you know, incrementally change it up? And what does that say about you? How does it set the tone for the day and remind you that this is a brand new day? You look at yourself in the mirror and you know that you're a day older.
Yeah.
You're closer to your last day than you are to your first day, right?
Well, because the quality of our life is determined by the quality of the questions that we ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. I used to wake up in the morning years ago and I would be sleeping in my bed. I'd wake up to the alarm clock and my alarm clock would go off and I would say to myself, what time can I go to bed tonight? And I'm not even out of bed. My feet have not even hit the ground yet. And I'm asking myself, what time can I go to bed tonight? Would you hire me as an employee? Like, imagine me coming to your workplace and being in your environment, your culture, and being a team player. Like, I'm pre-programming my mindset to ask myself, what time can I go to bed tonight? And I'm not even out of bed. And I lived that way for a period of my life. And I just thought that was just normal. It was just common sense. And then I started to get around different people. They're like, you don't ask those questions. Like, no, Darren, we ask different questions because the quality of your life is determined by the quality of questions you ask yourself. Like, if we go to Google right now, we type in, why am I stupid? And hit search on Google, it will come up, why you're stupid. If you go to Google and type in, why am I a genius? And hit search on Google, it will tell you all the reasons why you're a genius. Can I share one quick thing about building self-confidence? I used to have really low self-esteem and really, I was really insecure as a kid. I felt really invisible. I felt alone. I felt they don't matter. I was never good enough. And I met a gentleman one day. I've met lots of different men and women throughout my life, influential people. This guy said to me one time, he says, do you know the reason why you struggle with your self-confidence? And this is in a Toastmasters meeting. Mm. And I said, I have no idea. He goes, because you don't keep your personal promises to yourself. Your word has no value. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, and this is a great exercise for people that are watching or listening. Throughout the waking hours of your day, just notice what you give your word to. You're going to go run some errands. You're going to go grocery shopping. You're going to go to the gym and work out. You're going to go exercise. You're going to take your dog for a walk. You're going to go on a date night. All these different things that you say you're going to do, but then you procrastinate or life gets busy and you put them off to the side. And what happens is what I realized, that I was a master at putting things off. I would give my word to things and I wouldn't follow through and complete them. And he said, if you just start to notice throughout the waking hours a day of what you give your word to, because our word creates our world. And for most people, their word doesn't mean anything. And we all know this. I'll give you an example. When we invite people to meet with us, there's some people, you like Lynn, you and I, for example, you and I arranged to do this interview. I knew that the moment that you arranged the interview, I don't have to send you a reminder. You would put in your calendar, you put reminders on there, alarms if you need to, and you would show up and be here. And if something happened, you would be in communication prior to the interview to let you know there's a breakdown in whatever's going on. But some people in the back of our mind, we invite them to something. We're like, oh my gosh, I better send them a text message. Better send them an email reminder. Better send them a calendar invite. Oh my gosh, I wonder if we're going to show up. I wonder if we're going to make it. Are they going to be here on time? And all this mind chatter goes on in our mind, whereas other people, like, we don't even question it, that when they give their word to something, they're going to be here. And the thing was, I was one of these people that was unreliable in my life. I was the one that, I wonder if Darren's going to show up. I wonder if Darren's going to be here on time. I wonder if Darren's going to follow through. I wonder if Darren's going to make it. Should we invite Darren to the birthday party? I was totally unreliable. And people doubted me. And they're like, I don't know about Darren. He's a flake. And what happened was, I realized in my life that when I started to pay attention to what I give my word to, my life started to change. My self-confidence, my self-esteem started to increase. The doors that started to open, the invitations I started to receive, the circles I started to travel in, everything changed because of what I gave my word to. Because I've restored my integrity with myself. I started to build my belief in myself and my confidence in myself. So if you beat up on yourself a lot, just start to notice, what do you give your word to and what do you follow through on and what don't you follow through on?
Such a good example and demonstration, Darren, because yeah, it's true. I've learned that. And I used to not be on time. And finally, I realized that part of the reason I wasn't on time was because I didn't want to go, really. But instead of being more honest about that, I was, not putting myself in a good light. But, oh, man, especially with new people and also with people I've known a long time, but especially with new people, I am so conscious of introducing myself in the right way. And, you know, I say what I'm going to do and then I do it. And even if it's like, right under the wire, because I do have a last minute Lynn kind of nickname, I will show up and I will be available like I said I would.
I go hiking all the time. I live here in Vancouver and I love hiking when the weather's great. And I say hello to everybody on the hiking trail. Half the people don't ever even acknowledge me when I'm on the trail, but I do it. But I had a gentleman last week stop me. He goes, I've seen you 3 times in the last month. I said, yeah. And he looked different to me because he dresses different every time. And he says, I got to acknowledge you. I said, why? And he goes, you make my day because you say hello to me. You're always so cheerful and always so polite and always so courteous and you always say good morning, sir, to me. And I want to let you know I appreciate that. Mm. He says, my wife just passed away and I'm dealing with some things going on in my life and a new different direction in my life. We were together for many years of my life. And he goes, I come out to the forest to go to nature to deal with the grieving process. And he goes, there's times I felt like not leaving the forest and just killing myself out here because I lost the best friend of my wife and my soulmate. Yeah. And he goes, I got to thank you because you're a complete stranger to me, but you have no idea the difference you made in my life by saying just good morning, sir.
Wow.
Out here hiking. So you never know the ripple of impact that we have on transforming the human spirit. If you're driving and your little voice or voice in your head says, you should call that person. You should touch base on that person. Check in on that person. Follow your gut or follow your intuition and make that phone call. Send that text, send that email, send that little message. Pop by and see that person.
It can always make somebody's day, no matter what's going on. Yeah. It's going to improve somebody's day. Yeah.
It all comes back to love. And all it is love.
Yeah. Well, Darren, Jacqueline, this has been fantastic to have this time with you. And Darren, Jacqueline is your website.com.
Yeah. Thank you for the difference you're making too, Lynn, in people's lives. I really want to acknowledge you for making a difference.
Thank you.
Taking your time and your energy and the research that you do. Thank you for being a contribution to humanity.
Well, Darren, it's my pleasure and let's just keep making a difference.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.